It's working now. We're going. We're going. We're good. We're popping off. Welcome to another episode, I guess, of The Wheelhouse. Today we are going to have a nice little talk with one of our good friends, Maldito Arnido. But before we do that, let's roll the intro. Welcome. All right, y'all, let's do it and welcome our friend and guest, Maldito Arnido. What is up, my friend?
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, doing good, man, doing good. I'm going to let this thing start warming up here, and as it's warming up, I'm going to get in my phone and I'm going to share it specifically to the SCI Life Group page. That way, if anybody wants to get involved, they can. This is going to be through Facebook, YouTube, all kinds of fun stuff here. Let's see. Anyway, how you been, though? Before, while I do this, how you been?
Doing great, dude. Doing great. I've been working on some fun stuff with my girlfriend. You know, hopefully we can be in a better position. Doing great, dude. In a few... We're building something. We're building something. Working hard. It's hard work, but... We're building towards something amazing, if I may say.
Right. Are we gonna get into that today? Are we gonna talk about that at all, you think?
Ah, man, I'm a little skeptical talking about success.
No, you don't want to let anybody know your secrets, huh?
Hey, you know, they say don't say anything until you made it, you know.
Right. Right. I feel you.
But if I ever make it, I'll share the secret.
What up, Ray? Good to see you. Now, we got a lot of people that's going to be coming in. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to happen, a lot of noises. That's all just sound effects that we got for people that join and hit the buttons and, you know, puts their name up on the board. Don't be alarmed. Now, while we're starting this chat today, some of the things I think that we should cover is obviously... what the group has come, you know, become really since it started, and also what we can do to make the SCI Life group better. You know, I don't know. How do you think we start that conversation? What do you think?
You know what? I've been noticing something lately also. I've seen a lot of people opening up. And, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, because I think you need to have some type of trust in a group to just... say something so personal about your life, and you know, and I've seen a lot of people, you know, posting daily their problems or their success or their whatever they're feeling, you know.
Right.
And I actually, you know, I read those, and I try to leave a like and get and to anybody there, you know, especially when they are saying something personal, something very personal. You know, I read those messages, man, and sometimes I think about them, like, how would it feel to be them? And I do sympathize for them, man. You know, it's hard sometimes to leave a, I don't know if somebody else has this problem, but for me, it's a little hard to leave a comment or a post, like something motivational, because everybody has, it's so different. Everybody has a different problem.
Right.
That I don't know if I should motivate you or to be like, yeah, dude, you know what? Yeah, just accept it. Or no, man, don't accept it. You can do it. I don't know. Do you go through a problem?
Not really. I think, I don't know. I just think that it's like, you know, because I mean, for my short time of being in since, you know, shoot, I came home January 9th of 2020. So that's kind of when my journey began. I mean, obviously in the hospital before then, but like, in the real life world to get back online and start going through stuff. A lot of people I see, like, I can't even say right at first, but, like, at first you do have that hump you have to get over. You know what I mean? I think once you get over that hump and you kind of learn how to live the day-to-day life, then you're all right. But a lot of people, they just, like, they don't know how to do that. They don't know where to go. They don't have any support systems. Other people have more thing, you know, mean more support than other people. I don't know. There's a lot of variables when you break it all down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people do it just for attention, I think, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, dude, I think we get enough attention being in a wheelchair already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, another thing that I didn't know it was such a problem is a caregiver. I didn't know it was such a problem, man.
What do you mean?
I always see people saying that they can't find a reliable caregiver.
Yeah, yep, that is. It's getting more of a problem.
I didn't know that was such a big problem. I thought, like, that was an easy job. I thought people were killing to be there because who wouldn't want to have that job?
Right.
I couldn't see myself paying somebody to take care of me because, I don't know, like, imagine $20 an hour? Imagine in 4 hours, that's $80, you know, $100 in 5 hours.
Well, that's another thing too, though. No, go ahead.
The problem is that I might not need you in those 5 hours, but I do need you around. Like, my girlfriend, the whole day, probably, she takes care of me, like you know, if I need something, but I might need her, like, once or twice a day. But there's times that I need her a lot throughout the whole day. I don't know why I might need her throughout the whole day, but there's times that I don't need her at all.
Yeah.
So, am I paying for the whole day?
Yeah, no. Well,
or am I just paying for like 2 hours, and I don't need you in those 2 hours, and then when you leave, it's when I have all the problems.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is some people like they don't get the help to get a caregiver.
Yeah.
So then they have to rely either on a family member or on a spouse, which a lot of times, if it's just the spouse is going to get completely worn out and not want to do it and shut down.
Man.
They warned us of it, you know what I mean, in rehab, and they were like, look, dude, you're going to have to take breaks. You're going to have to give them their space. And because my spouse is my full-time caregiver, but she don't want to do it all the damn time. And I don't blame her. Yeah, and the caregiver that I got now... his name's Dustin. Shout out, bro. He's actually a really good guy, man. He does a lot of stuff for me, helps me out tremendously. And without me having a company that pays for that, I couldn't pay for that. There's no way I could pay for that. So my insurance that I had, that's where insurance falls in again. So my insurance that I have pays for that. Just like it pays for like my power chair that I'm in right now. You know, that a lot of people don't think that just because I'm a para, I shouldn't be in a power chair. Now tell me why that is.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you come out here with a manual chair for my property and do my daily routine and let's see if you can actually do it.
I think this is a much better choice. Like, why use a manual chair unless I'm going on a trip or something?
Right.
But most times I will be in a power chair. Like, why go through the problem?
Yeah, like Chris said, his insurance pays his pops for 40 hours a week. So, I mean, yeah, some people, and that's what I'm saying. Everything is different. It just depends on your insurance. It depends on your support system. It depends on your monetary situation. Because, I mean, if you're rich, bro, what do you need insurance for? You don't got to, what I mean?
No, but what I meant about my whole point is that I didn't know having a reliable caregiver was a problem.
Right.
I thought, you know, that was an easy thing.
Well, you think so.
As long as you could afford it, you would always have a caregiver. But there's people that can afford it. They're rich.
Right.
They don't pay for it, and they still can't get one.
Yep.
Trying to get my beer.
Yeah, you get your beer, man. I'm going to take a drink with you. Welcome, everybody. This is not a scripted show. We don't have a bunch of questions or nothing. We're just kind of going off the top of the heel. If you have any questions, please, by all means, put them in the chat.
I wanted to give a shout-out, first of all, my friend. And you're going to love this, man. You're going to love this. Check this out. Ooh.
All right. What you got there? Oh, nice. That's some handmade art. No, you're good. That looks expensive. Here, let me get you full screen there so we can get a good shot of that. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's the koi's.
And it's inside
It's a shadow box.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, when I saw this, dude, I was so freaking amazed. Let me give you let me talk to you about this.
Okay.
I posted it on the page. I'm gonna leave it right there, a little corner.
Yeah, there you go. That's fine.
I'm gonna tell you about this, man. So when I got it, I thought it was gonna be, you know, just a paint, because this is quilting. I don't know if you know what quilting is.
Quilting. Is it quilting or no? It's like a quilling. No, quilling. Yeah. They used to do it back in the day. Yep.
So this is paper. You know, that's paper. All that is paper.
Yeah.
So when I thought I was going to be plastered on a piece of paper, like paper glued on a paper.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be nice, but I didn't know it was going to be this nice. When I saw this, I was like, oh, my God. Bro, this looks like the most expensive thing I own.
Who sent you that? A fan of yours?
Wendy MedLife. MedLife. I don't know. It's her. Man, I don't want to screw the name. Her name is Wendy.
Wendy.
She's one of the coolest members. Somebody has to interact with her at some point in the group.
Yeah, we'll shout her out. I don't want to put her too front and center, but you know.
Well, really, she's a wonderful woman, a wonderful mother. She's right. The mother of Danny, the guy that he won a whole bunch of Guinness records.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the thing is that this, so when she sent this, I was amazed, dude. I was like, wow, this is the most beautiful thing ever. But she sent me a letter with it, and a handwritten letter. This took 4 weeks to make. This was like 200 human hours to make this. In the letter, she describes how she made it paper by paper, you know, what she used, what color she used. So it makes me appreciate it even more. Like the inside of the koi fish, the scales are white strips, 3 millimeters each. Like, all this stuff, you'll learn to appreciate the...
Right, so it was actually taking time on and all that stuff.
Oh, man, this is so beautiful, bro, and I am so happy for it. And, you know, I truly appreciate it, and I wanted to give her a shout-out for that, man. This is really amazing. One of the best.
Shout-out, Wendy. In here, Chris said he's from Orlando, Florida. What'd you say?
Take it to your shirt. Best gift.
Yeah, right.
Remember the shirt you gave me?
Oh, that? Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. The Wheelchair Mafia shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people wear that out, and they always they hit me back, and they're like, dude, like, I had so many people that were like, man, that shirt's awesome. Like, oh, that's cool. What does that mean? It's just all kinds of different stuff. Samantha Hanaway said, where did he meet her? Who are you talking about, Samantha? What are you talking about? Which one? Who's her? His caregiver? Let me know. Type it in the comments. Anyway, while we're waiting for that, what else do we want to discuss?
So the group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I'm glad that the group is opening up. You know, it takes, you know, courage to do that also.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the I always seem to give a hard time. I think you had a podcast with a guy. I think his name is Muhammad.
Oh yeah, Muhammad Ghaffar or whatever. I think it's Ghaffar. I don't want to say his last name wrong, but Ghaffar. I think it's Ghaffar.
Yeah, but he's a para. He does graffiti and stuff like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, bro, I want to tell that guy that, dude, you got so much potential, brother. You know, focus, you know, on working out, you know, like you can do it, brother. You know, I always see your posts and stuff. You can do it, brother, you know.
Yeah, Muhammad, he's a cool guy. We had a wheelchair Wednesday
cool
with him.
Guy,
if you
dude,
haven't
you know,
seen him, go check that out.
I think it's you're being your own enemy.
Yeah. Yeah, you normally are your worst enemy with everything. I mean, we are our worst critics, or we should be anyway, you know what I mean? Because you
we
can always
be,
do
but
better.
In a good way. Like, instead of criticizing
push yourself
us,
to positivity,
Because, oh man, I treat myself bad all the time. Like, whenever I don't work out, I make fun of me. I'm like, oh, don't work out. I mean, it's not like you need it. I mean, what's worse? You lost your legs. Now you're gonna look like this. But don't worry, you can afford it. Just keep being lazy. And I just keep going at it on myself like that until I'm like, okay, dude, I'll go work out.
Mm-hmm.
But oh man, I'm horrible with myself.
Yeah, it's funny you say workout too, because I suck at, like, I'll do like some intense workouts for like maybe a half an hour a day. For like maybe once a week, maybe. And then I'll like, then one day, like 1 week, I'll push it and I'll do one, you know, like 45 minutes for one, you know, one day, stop, do it the same thing for another day, stop, do the same thing for another day. And then I won't do it for a week and a half, 2 weeks. So it's like, I just got, like you said, I got to get in my own head and try to do it. What really bothers me though is that I can't like sweat and like breathe like I used to. Remember how I used to be like out of breath?
Yeah.
Like, I try to get like that, and I can't. I just get tired, and I'm just like, oh, it's kind of frustrating.
Me too, dude. Me too. Yeah, just every time that I move, what I'm doing here is that I'm creating, like, a mini spasm.
And the spasm, yeah, yeah.
What it does is that it shoots blood all the way up, and I get, like, my circulation going. But if I stay like this still, if I stay still like this looking at you, for like 1 minute, I'll faint.
Oh, damn. Don't do that.
So that's why I gotta like move from time to time. And I look weird and shit more like that. But if not, when
hey.
I'm getting a haircut,
Alex Guerrero,
I gotta tell the guy, hey, give me a second, brother.
Right. Hey.
Yeah, I keep going.
As I'm
they know me already because of that. Because I'm like in the barber, I don't know, the hair thingy, the clippers. I don't know if they're vibrating in a way that it's relaxing me even more. So
you're trying not to pass out? Oh yeah, that would be weird.
I'm trying not to pass out.
It's almost like don't stop moving, you're gonna pass out.
Yes, I'll pass out.
Dude, that sounds like a movie.
I don't pass out. I don't wait that long because I start seeing everything like super white.
Oh gosh, it's like AD. Yeah, like AD is going off.
Yeah, and it starts going like really, really loud noises, and everything looks really, really white, and I feel super weak, and it feels like I'm gonna faint, but you don't, man. Just ride it out.
I want to shout out one of our top contributors. This is Ron Trozzi. Check him out. Every single day he gets on here and he posts some of these crazy, funny videos with him dressing up in wigs and just like singing songs.
That is my hero.
Man, you want to talk about positivity, bro. Like, that guy's got it right.
That guy's,
you know
my
what I mean?
Hero, dude. Dude, if God will come down and he said, hey, man, I'm going to give one, I'll give you your legs back and you can go back to like when you were 20 years old. I'll say, don't give it to me. Give it to this guy.
Give it to Ron.
Give it to Ron. Dude, I swear that on
yeah.
God. You know how I am with God. You know how I am with God. If God will come down, I said, nah, you're going to waste it on me, dude. Give it to that guy. Bro.
Yeah, give it to Ron for sure. He's definitely one of the wheelchair. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going through here. Is there anything in particular that you've seen that you want to point out or anything? I did do a poll. We'll talk about the poll real quick. So I put a poll out. Who would you guys want to see as an exclusive interview on SCI Life? And I put your name because everybody freaking talks about you. And then I put like a few other people's that I thought was like, you know, really mentionable, like Ricky Berwick, which is like he's got like 6 million viewers or subs on YouTube. And he does this thing called Crippled News every week now, which is hilarious. Shout out Ricky if you're ever watching this. Probably not, but, you know, whatever. Love to have him on. And then Mel Morrow, which is a female, like, she's like a rapper, cool girl. That's my girl loves her. She's like, dude, we got to get her on or whatever. And I'm like, I've tried to reach out to her and never could get a hold of her. So I'm just like putting these impossible people on. And I thought maybe everybody would know them.
Yeah.
And like everybody was like, nah, we'd rather see Maldito again. I'm like, okay, cool. Not like we haven't done this 4 times before, but sure. Well, I mean, we're talking about the group. Yeah, we're talking about the group and we do have fun. And, I don't know, man. What do you think it is that people just have a draw to you? What do you think it is?
Oh, no. Me, I'm honest as fuck. I'm like, I don't care.
You're like, I don't give a shit.
I'm honest. People say, you know, I and let me say something. So I am like a mirror. Whatever you give me, I give back to you. I don't look at your picture. Ooh. I don't look at your name. I read your comments.
I like that.
If when I read your comments, whatever you say to me, that's how I'm going to answer to you.
Bro, I feel that too. I feel that too. Because if you're going to give me some respect, I'll show you respect. If you're going to give me some,
when I know
some
you,
acid, like, I'll throw like, some acid.
Like you, of course, I know who you are, so I know what you mean already. But I don't know who everybody is.
Right.
And I don't know, exactly everybody. I comment with a lot of people every day. So, you know, you might be my friend today, and tomorrow you say, oh, look at this idiot, and I'm going to answer back to you. Or you can be an idiot, and you can fight today, and tomorrow I'm going to talk to you like, hey, dude, how are you? I'm going to be like, oh, dude, how are you? You know, I'm like a mirror. So if we ever get into an argument, I'm 100% you started it.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I'm the same way.
Because I don't start fight with nobody. I don't start nothing with nobody. The thing is that I start getting carried away. So they start getting it to a point that they start disrespectful. So what I do is that I block you. So I don't go next time. Because another thing, I'm not a hater. If you post a picture, like a cool picture, I'm going to be like, oh, man, cool picture. But I don't know if you were saying that I'm an idiot the day before.
Right.
And here I am like, because I don't know who you are. I'm not a hater. I portray what I see.
Yep.
What I feel.
For sure. Absolutely. Yo, let me throw out this this ad real quick. We got an ad read. Thank you to All For Less Liquidations for help sponsoring this crazy show. We do appreciate all of the funds that they have thrown our way to help this thing roll off. Go check them out. They're online. They're all over the place. Follow them on that QR code or just check them out at All For Less on Facebook. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. They got brand new clothes, all kinds of stuff. They buy those pallets, man, from Amazon. So they get, like, all kinds of brand new stuff that got sent back, never used, just lost in the mail. And then you can, like, bid on it and buy it for, like, $2, $3, $4, $5 and get, like, $150, $200 thing. It's crazy, man. Bin stores are taking over, I'm telling you. You ever been to one?
Nah, man. Dude, about taking over, have you seen these robots?
Oh, don't get me started on that. Yes, okay, so.
Let's get started on that.
I shared the other day, that post that I shared in the SEI Life group, did you see where it had on there, where the legs, it's like an exoskeleton that hooks up to your legs and your waist, and then it's got like a stabilization bar that comes up your back?
Yeah.
Bro, it literally says that anybody who is a paraplegic from like, I think it's like a T1 down, can get in this and just go off you go. I'm like,
there's
what?
There's so many things out there. People don't even know. I don't know why people, what the heck people are using the phone for. But dude, every time that I go to Instagram, because I guess my algorithm, I follow everything that has to do with AI and robots and all stuff. And every time that I open Instagram, it's all about robots taking people's jobs.
Yep.
It's all about robots taking people's jobs, but about AI fixing spinal cord injuries. Dude, there's so many projects out there. Not only Elon Musk and four other people. No, I'm talking about like 50 other projects.
Right.
Remember when the drones came out and all of a sudden now there's a whole bunch of drones?
Oh, drones like everywhere, bro.
Different. Now you got a huge drone, a small drone. A drone that delivers food, a drone that is for military use. Like now we got a whole bunch of them.
Yep.
That's what's happening with AI to help fix spinal cord injury. It's not just Elon Musk trying to put a chip in your brain. Like he's the most known, but there's like 50 other companies to my knowledge. And these people are all working towards it. So what I'm saying is that in the future, people are going to, let's say it's going to be very affordable.
Right.
Because you're not going to be afford the first one, but probably the second one. Or you can buy, it's like a car, you know, it depends on what you need. Or what you can afford.
Well, see.
Because people are going crazy, like, oh.
I don't understand, like, okay, so, like, what is the end goal with this exoskeleton? So what are you saying? You're just going to get up in the morning, put on your exoskeleton, and literally just walk and get in your car, drive like what normal, and then I don't what I mean. What's the plan? Because it feels like to me you gotta like get you gotta like literally get set up into this thing and like
walking.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's only like you just get into it and then walk around for a little bit, then get back in your chair.
That's like having a phone. That's like you know, I don't know. It's like having a coffee machine. Yeah, it's good to use it at home, but you're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna use that anywhere else.
Right.
Or you can use it at home or whatever. But it's gonna be a lot cheaper to just get a surgery done that would help you, help you walk again.
Yeah, but even then, that's not. Yeah, even then, right now, I mean, like, yeah, Elon and everybody says that this whole Neuralink thing is gonna be revolutionary, and they've already had successful trials.
But let me tell you, what's the point with this? The brain chip, what it does is it helps you connect with AI because everything is going to be AI.
Right.
Everything is going to be AI.
Oh, man, I swear. I wish I want to go. I want to go back to the 50s, bro. I'm sick of this computer.
Not having the brain chip is like not having a credit, a debit card. You can pay cash, but there's a lot of places that you're not going to be able to pay cash. And when you pay cash, nobody's going to... Like, you can't take an Uber with
cash. I'm holding out. I'm holding out long enough.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I bet you I could pay... I bet you I could pay an Uber driver an amount of gold. I'm like, here's a little bit of gold. That's worth what you want. Trust me.
Yeah, but but it will not be... You're not going to be able to get away with that all the time.
What up, Matt? Good to see you. No, I feel you. I feel you. And I think that's what they're going to try to push, but... I don't know, the Elon
Imagine
thing,
this.
I trust Elon more than I do, like, you know, the WHO or, like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, no, yeah. What I'm trying to say is that Elon is going to be like a Mercedes-Benz in cars, you know, or a Rolls-Royce or a Ferrari, you know.
Right.
Because he's the first one and he's the most known. So if you're going to buy his shit, you know, but what I'm trying to say is there's going to be a lot of competition. It's going to be very affordable. And it's gonna be a necessary thing, you know. Even when you go to the airport, they're gonna say, "Oh, you don't have your chip, then you're gonna have to do the line like a regular person."
Oh,
but
hell
if you have
no.
your chip, you're already registered. You're ready. You can just get out of your car and go straight to the plane.
You know what's gonna
Why?
Happen?
Because you're already registered. We know who you are,
bro. That's gonna happen, and then I'm just gonna be like.
Hold up.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Shut me
back.
Oh, my God. You doing the line?
No, I'm hitting. No, I'm not doing all that. But, no, it's, I don't know. I'm not doing it. Just like, I don't think that you're supposed to put anything in your body that's not supposed to be there. I understand the medical use of it, but I don't know. I'm not going to do it. Me personally, I'm
100%. I 100% agree with you. But the thing is that the future is going to be a certain way. Dude, I didn't get vaccinated, so I know what you mean. But
oh,
I think
man.
That the future is going to demand it.
We won't get into that because...
The future is going to demand it.
That's definitely not Conspiracy Hour with Maldito and Rick.
You're going to see. It's going to be mandatory.
Now, I'll talk a little bit right now about the people that I've had to let in our group and the people that I do not let in our group. The rules are pretty simple. You can answer the questions or you just don't get in. A lot of people, when they don't answer questions, but I see that their like profile picture is them in a chair or something like that, then I'll let them in. But like, I'm not going to personally go through every one and like, just look for that one hospital picture, wheelchair picture. It's pretty simple. Like a lot of people that are inviting people, they should definitely like think about that. Like make sure if you're inviting somebody that they still answer the questions, say my friend invited me or whatever. Because I've declined a lot more people than I've accepted. The members, probably, but I've declined a shoot ton of them. I don't know why I said shoot instead of shit. We can cuss on here. It is 18 and up. Not really, but I guess whatever Facebook deems shareable with the public. But no, so we are growing pretty large every time. I mean, it's every day. It's we're at, what, 8,000 now?
I see it. Damn.
I don't know. I just get up every morning and I just go through the stuff. Huh?
We started a year ago?
What day it was. All we got to do is go back and look. Like, but I'm not, you know, I don't want to do that right now. But yeah, we should have like a 1-year anniversary, unless it's already passed.
Yeah. That we should do it like a everybody bet the bosses one. We should do it like a everybody bet the bosses $1, and like at the end of like the week, a winner gets everything.
Oh, do like a 50-50. We were talking about the 50-50 raffle drawing.
Yeah, but like
instead of yeah, instead of the 50-50, instead of the 50-50, it's like a 99-100, or whatever, or what is it? I don't know, 100-100. How would you call it?
100-0. Everything back to the people.
You can't call
back to them.
Well, that's the thing.
We don't get nothing.
Because we all know that gambling on Facebook is illegal. So if we were to get into that, we would have to. Yeah, you would. They call it a waffle. So there's ways to get around it. Instead of a raffle, it's called a waffle. My dude, my fiance is into this book thing, this book buying club. It's crazy. What up, Detroit in the house? Good to see you, Delta D.
I don't want to get in
nothing. Detroit D. Look. So you'd have to do like a waffle, not a raffle, and it would have to be done through like a. I'm not doing anything. You're gonna have to figure that out.
No.
He's like.
No. I didn't even know about that. I thought like you can do everybody would that month.
Well, that's where you get into trouble because Cash App it takes money from, you know, tens of twenties of hundreds of dollars. You know. There are ways of doing it. There's ways of doing it. I don't know. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. I'm not risking that. I've been all my life. I never even had a traffic ticket. I'm not getting to it.
He's like, I am not going to get into international espionage over $1 Facebook raffles.
Hell no.
Hey, it was a good idea though. If anybody else has any non-illegal ideas to bring to the group, please feel free to share. But anyway, besides that, what has changed in Facebook? What can we do? What can't we do? A lot of people... Oh, that's a thing, too. When people are reporting stuff that doesn't need reporting. Like, if you continuously start, like, reporting people or reporting posts just because it says, like, God, or you know what I mean? Like, these are not things to report. That's not, you know what I mean? If you're going to report something, make sure it's reportable. Otherwise, if you continue to do so, that's just the way things have to go. What are your thoughts on that?
This is exactly why I didn't want it to be anonymous.
I run my thing like a well, tightly oiled business, bro.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
If you don't listen, like, yep.
That's why I don't like being an admin because, oh man, I don't like to make those type of choices.
Yeah, I know.
Because sometimes, you know, I don't know if the person's being a jerk on purpose, or maybe they have this type of problem, or maybe this is your only, you know, the internet is your only source of, you know, communication with the out world. And sadly, you chose to be a horrible person. But, you know, that's who you are, and, you know, whatever, you know. Not everybody can be as perfect as us.
Right. Let me get you that on that one. We have worked together before. Me and you both in tandem tried to help a person.
Of course, yes.
Because you were like, listen, man, like, can we help this person out? So we went back and we actually like took the time. And then lo and behold, come to find out, they wanted to leave anyway. So we were like, whatever. Peace.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep. Like, wow. We wasted all that time and effort on nothing. So, yeah, I mean, I run this group, the SCI Life group, only because it's been, you know, I said I would, and here I am. I'm the only one still left. Everybody else dropped out. I think we got one other admin besides Ricky. What's his name? I can't think of his name now. Ronnie. Shout out, Ronnie. But, yeah, no, seriously, like, I don't have time for crap, dude. Like, you know how many thousands of people want to do this thing like every month, and I gotta go every morning. I gotta go through like 20-30 different you know, once people want to join and people have reported stuff every morning. I go through everything, and it's just, dude, some of the stuff is just remarkable. I'm just like, dude, what in the world? Like, I can only do so much, you know what I mean? But it's like the stuff that I have to do, it's like I have to do it, otherwise I'm gonna have to keep dealing with it, and I don't have time for that. Like, I got other things I got to do, and if we got to hurry up and get this thing going and keep it running smoothly so everybody gets along, then that's what's going to have to be done. And we don't have many rules. We don't have many rules, no.
A lot of people are getting along, too, you know.
We've had some disputes over, you know, certain things, but it's nothing we didn't work through with a little bit of internet humor.
Remember how many people does it say now every time that I leave a comment? Remember he used to say over 20,000?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it still says the same thing.
Oh, I got 30,000 now.
I know you do. That's why I was like, come on, Facebook, catch up. You know how slow it is.
It's because of all the posts I'm doing lately.
Right. Yeah, see, even D said yes. It also may flag you as being a business, and a percentage will be taken out of Cash App, which is another reason you don't want to do it.
Since me and Facebook, let's see if what do you think about that, Mark Zuckerberg? To finish up, yeah, let's have like 10 more minutes here. To finish up with, what do you think about the Mark Zuckerberg thingy?
Oh, the Mark Zuckerberg thingy? To be honest with you, I think he's starting to come around. I think he's starting to realize that he might have awoken kind of a sleeping giant, that maybe if Trump wins, he's going to be in trouble. And so right now he's kind of backpedaling before that happens so he can kind of clear his name and try to be like, look, guys, I'm on the Trump train. I was cool the whole time. That's my opinion.
Yes! But you know what? Now that you put it that way, I see why you, yeah.
I only say that because the guy I watched said that. But yeah, it's pretty true.
I was like, you know what, dude? All right, as long as you admitted it and, you know, you said, all right, you know, because I don't care which team you are. What I'm care is that, you know, you say, okay, listen, I fucked up on this topic.
Right.
And yeah, they did pressure me and blah, 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 but hey, no more. Then, you know, because a lot of people should start being more open. Dude, we got so much corruption. Well, I don't want to go into it, but hey, I'm
going to go into it. And I love it. I love that you keep the political posts out of the SCI because you already know. And I love every one of them. I'm like, yes.
No. I keep it. No. That's my problem. That's my thing. But this is about Facebook, you know, that's why I said
right.
I care more.
And everybody's
more
entitled to your opinions. Like, I don't give a crap who you're voting for, but you know what I mean?
I don't go against nobody. Actually, I respect a lot of people that are Democrats that support Kamala. I respect them. I respect them more than people that are saying, oh, I don't want to vote for either.
Right, because at least they're picking somebody.
This is the time. This is the time that we need your voice. If you're saying that, oh, I don't want to be part of, no, you're a coward. You're hiding. You either stand for something or nothing. And if you stand for nothing, you fought for nothing, for everything.
Right.
So if you at least say, like, oh, I want to vote for her, hey, respect to you. This is what you do. You have a voice and you're fighting for it. Respect to you.
And this is as far as we're getting into politics. Promise. Right. No, and that's something that we can get into on, you know, obviously another topic. Hell, we could take 2 hours and talk about that. I could show you all kinds of videos, man. And we would have a good old time. But, sadly, what'd you say? You only have, what, 10 minutes?
No, yeah, man, because I'm not getting ready because I got to take a shower.
What are you guys doing? Going out tonight?
Dude, you know what? Man, I'm so fucking lucky. I'm so freaking lucky, bro.
No, you fucking say that shit, Arnito. Damn it.
I'm so freaking lucky, bro. I asked my girlfriend to hang out today. She's like, nah, I just want to stay home with you tonight. I'm like, what? I don't even want to stay with me home tonight. What are you doing?
You're like, you're making me want to leave. All right, let's go.
Holy hell, man. So, I don't know why I said that, but. But yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people look at you, bro, and all these shits that you guys post. You were actually my wheelchair of the week on my Rick and Rowdy show when you were riding with your lady down the road, and dude's like, you're a fucking gangster. You're like, hey. Yeah, that was funny. But no, so I don't know. Dude, I think that you with her is kind of like made. It's your brand, bro. I think you without her, you ain't 30,000 fucking follower, Maldito. That's for sure. Think so? What do you think?
Well, I couldn't hear the last part.
Ah, shoot. I said, you with her, it kind of makes the brand, right? So.
Yeah, but you're breaking out. You're breaking.
Or is it your way? Is your breaking up?
Well,
can you hear me?
Hear you.
All right, you can hear me now?
Not now.
All right, listen. You and her, right? are like a brand now.
Yeah.
So it's like Maldito. You don't think about Maldito without thinking of you and her. I don't think that you.
Yeah, funny.
I don't think that you without her is 30,000 follower Maldito.
100%. That's what we're working on. That's what I didn't want to say at the beginning. Actually, I'm going to get in the subject. You know that I'm, well, not friends, but like I know he's Andrew Tate, or well, not Andrew Tate, his brother.
Uh-oh. You there?
Tristan Tate, Andrew Tate's brother.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you was on that podcast.
The podcast. Well, so I'm working on something from the school, the school that I joined. I'm working on something that is going to create a brand. You know, like you were saying, the Maldito and Mercedes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to create a brand, but first we're going to create something, and he's going to help us out, you know, like... Not he's promoting, but he's going to share it, you know. Every time I make a post, he's going to share it.
He's going to let his people know what's going on.
Exactly. And since I'm going to be learning from his school, it's a win-win for all of us.
Yeah, because they do have a school on how to become successful. Okay. They got, like, a program you can sign up for and, like, learn all that stuff.
Yeah, they got a school, yeah.
Yeah, dude, every time I hear that stuff, it's like people are like, yeah, it's serious.
Dude, like, the problem and the thing is that people say, oh, you can learn everything that you can find there. You can find it on the internet. But think about it. You can find anything on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Anything. You don't even have to go to school if you don't want to. You can literally become a doctor watching videos on the internet. So, yeah, of course, what you find there is on the internet. What this is different is that these are millionaires in there teaching you, helping you. You get what I'm saying? It's like, imagine if I give you a book how to be a millionaire, or I can give you a human that can teach you how to be a millionaire.
Bro, and that's,
you know,
the thing is, yeah,
rather the human.
Share the knowledge, and you don't, like, they say, you know what I mean? You want to be able to learn how these people do stuff, and you're going to do that.
Brother, I'm cutting part of my circle, and I'm joining with people now that are, I'm stretching my circle, because I told my girlfriend that I want to, dude, I have a plan. I will walk again by 2029. There's going to be a possibility. Mark my words, listen to this, because people don't understand how amazing I am.
This guy.
Mark my words. Watch. By 2029, there's going to be a way for people like, for paralyzed people to walk again. It's going to be out there. All it takes is for you to get it. I don't know how expensive it's going to be, how hard it's going to be. I don't know that. But once it's out there, I'll find a way to get it. The other day I was being attacked because people said, oh, because you have money. And I said, no, you don't understand. Even if I have to kill somebody to get that money, I will do it.
Damn!
I will stop for nothing.
Hey.
You know, I will ask for the money.
This was not an admission of guilt.
But you know, this is for you to walk.
Right.
Why would you be putting excuses?
I wouldn't fucking kill nobody for it. Jesus.
Dude, borrow it. Go to some Russian mafia and say, give me the money. I'll give it back to you.
Maldito's talking about real wheelchair mafia.
Brother, if that was possible, I would go to some Russian people and be like, give me the money and I'll pay you back.
He'd be like, look.
Even if you're a slave after this, even if you're a slave after this, what's worse than being in a wheelchair?
No, bro, I don't know. I don't see it that way.
Well, yeah, I will look for the money. I will look how to get the money, and I will pay for the procedure. But what I'm telling you is that about my circle, I'm starting to hang out with different people because by 2029, I'm going to find a way to walk. And the people that I want to be hanging out with are the people that are going to help me build my future.
All right. I'll take it. I don't know about the whole murder thing, though. Listen, I'm totally expunged from this. They can't use my podcast to corrupt you and convict you. This thing is totally and theoretical.
I am the cleanest person in the world. Nobody that has ever met me has lost nothing. On the contrary, they have gained. This is why I can openly talk to whatever the hell I want and be so egoistic or whatever, because anybody that has been around me knows that I'm the best human being in the world.
Well, see, there's ego.
That's why I can say all this. Yeah, again.
You can be egotistical, but you can also be like confident and full of pride and full of, but not like bad pride. You can be proud of who you are, and you can be proud to help other people to get them to where they need to be. See, every time I see you though, I never feel like it's like I'm like, oh, that fucking asshole. I never think that. I'm like, damn, this dude's living the life. Look, bro, like, yeah,
I have an ego, but I'm pretty sure I'm more humble than anybody that's calling me that's judging my ego. I'm more humble than anybody that's judging my ego.
Right.
I have sat down with poor people and drank beer. Every time that I've been to restaurants and I see somebody out there, I buy them a meal. I pay for police officers because what? I don't care the officer. That guy's doing his job. I know if something goes down, he's the first one here. So, hey, can you please pay for his bill? Put it on my tab. Put it on my tab.
I always go make sure to make friends with the cops, especially if we're drinking.
Bro,
I'm like, oh, ew. Yo, I'm giving everybody fist bumps.
I don't lie. I believe in God. So I don't lie at all. So everything that I'm telling you is 100% true. So, but I don't go paying around for everybody. But if I have like 5, 10, you know, whatever, and there's a homeless guy, and if I can, I do it. It's a satisfaction that I get.
You know what? It feels good to give. I'll say that. It feels good to give. I'm fucking poor and broke now because I spent all my money on this shit, but when I get a little money here and there, it feels good to give. And like, you know, like you said, you see somebody really needs it, shit, give them a five.
I don't have to do it with money. I have bought beer and I'm on my way back and I see a homeless guy, I open the case and I give him a beer. There you go, buddy.
Right, speaking of give, I've given out many shirts, but I've
given weed to homeless.
Oh, there you go.
I gave weed to the homeless ones.
Well, you got
to
give them a paper, too, because if you just give them weed, then you're kind of a dick. Because then they're like, damn it, now I got to go make a bowl.
Hey,
Van Hanger. Oh, okay, nice. It was already pre-rolled. Yep. Nice. And you know he's got a lighter. Fuck.
Actually, I was smoking it. I was like, yo, you want it? And
you're like, you want this shit? Hell yeah.
That guy goes like, ooh, he smelled it. He went like, ooh, is this weed? Oh, man.
Damn it, you make me want to smoke, but I'm
not going to get it back.
Yeah. Well.
So, that's what it is, brother.
Pure and simple.
So, man, 90, most of the people that judge my ego is because they don't know me or and I'm willing to bet that I am more humble than them.
Right. For sure. Well, with that, what do you think? You're getting ready to jump off then, right?
Yeah, but I'm gonna take a shower, I'm gonna hang out with my girlfriend, I'm gonna drink all my beers. We ordered pizza, it's kinda on the way.
It's kinda on the way. What kind of pizzas you get?
Yeah, because I don't like it. Oh man. Stuffed crust.
Half chicken.
And half whatever I want.
And half whatever.
And she always gets a half chicken. The other half is I always get a Hawaiian or veggie lovers. Some weird shit.
All right, folks. Well, there you have it. Another episode of the Pair in the Quad. Juan Arlano. Salute, sir. Thank you for watching. Thank you, D, and everybody else. Matt, all you guys out there, first time listening to the Wheelhouse, thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming. Maldito, I'm sure we'll see each other again. Yeah. Oh, yeah, bring it in. Yeah, look at that. Beautiful art. Beautiful art by beautiful artists, I'm sure, huh? Yeah.
By hey. A wonderful artist, Roy.
Wonderful artist. Wonderful mother.
Everybody, Roy, only anybody get wishes that they had a mother like her.
Yep, everybody wishes they had a mom like her.
Her son is doing a great job, that's for sure.
Yep.
Alrighty, brother.
Alright, man.
Thank you again, bro.
We'll see you. Thanks for watching, everybody. Check me out on other shows we got going on all around the time. And until next time, thanks for watching The Wheelhouse.
Peace out.
Peace.